Kidnap on the California Comet by M.G. Leonard and Sam Sedgman. Read by Jot Davis.
Ah!
Hal heard the cry and realized with horror it was Uncle Nat. He sprinted down the corridor, stopping outside Vanessa Rodriguez's roomette. Uncle Nat was on his knees with his face pushed into the carpet and his arm twisted behind his back. The woman stood over him, holding his wrist up in a tight grip.
It's me, Nathaniel Bradshaw, from across the hall,
Uncle Nat pleaded. Vanessa Rodriguez let go of him.
You shouldn't surprise someone when they're wearing headphones, she said flatly.
I didn't mean to startle you.
Uncle Nat rubbed his wrist.
I knocked, but you couldn't hear me. That's why I opened the door and tapped you on the shoulder.
He got to his feet.
Oh, hello, Hal.
Are you all right? Hal asked.
Fine.
Uncle Nat turned to Vanessa Rodriguez. Hal was right about you being a police officer then.
What gave me away?
Vanessa snorted out a laugh.
Are you working on the Marianne Razor kidnapping?
Hal asked.
No. I'm an officer in the Chicago Police Department. I don't have jurisdiction here.
But,
Hal faltered,
Zola said you were watching her.
I was asked to keep an eye on her.
Vanessa shrugged.
That's all. I'm traveling to visit a friend in San Francisco.
She rolled her eyes.
Just my luck to wander into a crime scene.
But you warned me about Adelbert Cabbage.
Yeah, because you were cozying up to her at breakfast. She's dangerous, a career criminal, the kind that takes advantage of good people. She pops up from time to time in Chicago, has a nasty habit of stealing people's identities and tricking old people out of their life savings.
She shook her head.
Man, I hate crimes that target the olds. She'll steal anything. Wallets, passports, social security numbers.
She waved her hand.
Anything that she can sell.
Well, now she's guilty of theft and, I think, an accomplice to kidnapping,
Hal said.
She's what?
Uncle Nat looked at Hal over his glasses.
You have proof?
Vanessa asked, sounding unfazed.
Yes.
Hal pulled the pink lipstick from his pocket.
This was found in the Silver Scout. It's pink, the shade that Adelbert wears. I'm sure, if you test it, you'll find her DNA.
Dropping lipstick isn't illegal,
Vanessa said.
No, but stealing the hard drive from August Razor's computer is.
It's missing?
Yes. And she's never been invited into the Silver Scout, so how did her lipstick end up in there? I think the hard drive is hidden in the lining of that big coat she wears.
Vanessa stared at him.
So why do you think she's involved in the kidnapping?
She asked me about it at breakfast, and I told her I thought the kidnapper was a woman. She said I was wrong, that it must have been a short man, and a woman would never do such a thing.